So it's an amazing thing that many of us started this journey together, and in Meretz Hashem, we're going to be able to finish it as well. But I want to share with you just a short idea. At the end of the Masechta, as Reb Sam mentioned, at the end of the Masechta, the Gemara talks about the concept of Shluchei Mitzvah Einar Nizokin. The concept that when one is on a journey of a mitzvah, so one escapes all harm. And in fact, the Gemara says, Shluchei Mitzvah Einar Nizokin, Balichason Ubechazarason. That if ultimately you are on a mitzvah mission, you are saved, you are protected from harm, both when going to the mitzvah as well as when returning from the mitzvah. And it struck me that this concept, although that concept is mentioned tangentially, it struck me that there is a beautiful minhag Yisrael to learn Maseches Sota during the Yemei HaOmer, because there are 49 blot in Maseches Sota, 49 days in the Omer. So as Chatani Maske, I'm about a week behind, only up to about Daf Chaf Dalit or so, a little bit less than a week behind. But on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara says something absolutely amazing. The Gemara actually quotes the Pasuk that we say, that the Garden House mentioned in the Siyum. The Pasuk that says, B'hishalechacha tancha osach. The Pasuk that the Gemara quotes from Mishlei, B'hishalechacha tancha osach, when you walk, it will accompany you. B'shach b'cha tishma alecha, when you sleep, it will watch over you. V'akitzosa hi tisichacha, and it will awaken you, if it is your siach, if it is your conversation. And the Gemara makes an amazing drasha. The Gemara says, get ready for this. The Gemara says, mashal la'adam shaya mahalich b'ishon halayla. This is comparable to a person who was walking in the middle of the night. B'ishon halayla v'afila, u'mistyare mina kotzim, u'mina psochim, u'mina barnikim, so a person is walking mamish in the middle of the night, and he's afraid of everything around him. He's afraid ultimately of the robbers. He's afraid of the thorn bushes. He's afraid of wild animals. He's afraid of robbers. And he doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know his direction. It's the middle of the night. It's dark outside. He doesn't know where he's going. What happens? If someone gives him a torch, so if someone gives him a torch, he's able to go ahead and wave away the wild animals. He's able to avoid the pits. He's able to avoid the pitfalls. He's able to avoid the thorn bushes. But the torch is not enough to save him from the wild animals and from robbers. Furthermore, even when someone gives him a torch that gives him some light, he could avoid the pits, but he still doesn't know where he's going. But once the sun comes up, he's saved from wild animals, he's saved from the robbers, but here's the problem. But he still doesn't know which direction he's going in. Once you go ahead and you get to the crossroads, then ultimately again, then you know which direction to go in and you get your bearings. And the Gemara explains so beautifully that the torch in this mashal are mitzvos. Mitzvos give us a little bit of light in the middle of a dark night. Mitzvos go ahead and sometimes save us from the difficult circumstances and influences that are around us. But even with the torch of a mitzvah, you can avoid the thorn bushes, you can avoid the pitfalls in front of you, but it doesn't save you ultimately again from the chayos raos, from the animals, from the listim ra'im, from the robbers, until the sun rises. And says the Gemara, what's the sunrise? Zohi Torah. Torah is the sunrise. When you have Torah in your life, you have life illumination. When you have Torah in your life, you have clarity on the derech you're supposed to go on. When you have Torah in your life, you're able to save yourself from so many mistakes. When you have Torah in your life and you allow it to inform, not just learning Torah a little bit, but you allow it to inform how you live, who you are, the decisions that you make, that's the sunrise of existence. It's the beautiful luminescent sunrise that casts away all of the darkness and allows me to see where I'm going. But of course, the great variable of life is none of us really know the direction we're going in until we get to the crossroads. Explains the Gemara, the crossroads, Zohi Yom HaMisa. That's the day of death. Because it's only after 120 that we know, did we make the right life decisions or not? Zohi, this is the greatest challenge of life. Do we make the right decisions? Do we go down the right paths? Do we plan appropriately? We could try our best, but at the end of the day, only after 120, when we get to the crossroads, will we truly know if we chose wisely. Life is all about leveraging your risk. It's all about making sure that you make the best decisions possible with the information you have at hand. And Chazal are teaching us that if you want the greatest probability of proper decision-making, fill your life with Torah. Mitzvos are incredible, but even mitzvos are only torches. The torch only dispels the darkness that's right in front of you. But the torch cannot cast light on the road in front of you. Torah, Rabosai, is the sunrise. Torah is the luminescent light that lights up our lives and shows us where to go. Torah fills us with the knowledge to avoid the listim, the rabbers, the chayos, suraos, the animals, the pitfalls, the thorn bushes. Torah fills us with the wisdom to make the right life decisions. See, I will say, sometimes we think that our learning experience begins and ends. You know, we come at 5:45. By the way, Shir starts at 5:45. I feel compelled to point that out. Shir begins promptly at 5:45, Emir Hashem. And we think, like, our learning, like, my investment is 5:45 to 6:45. What sometimes we fail to realize is that when you learn from 5:45 to 6:45, that doesn't just change you for the hour. It changes you for the day. It fills your heart, it fills your soul, it fills your mind with light. So that when you go to work, you look at things differently. When you interact with people, you look at people differently. When you face challenges, you are armed with a spiritual resilience to approach them differently. Torah fundamentally changes us because Torah is the sunrise. Torah is the luminescent, blazing sun that lights up our life. We sometimes think that we're just acquiring knowledge. I'm getting a Gemara, I'm getting a Tosis, I'm getting a Rashi, I'm getting a Halacha L'Maisa, I'm getting a Vart, a little bit Agarata. Hi, Halavaisam Agarata, right? That'd be nice, right? Right? I'm getting it, but that we don't realize that Torah changes us. It changes us. It changes our eyes. It changes our heart. It changes our mind. It changes everything about us. And there's a difference between a Jew who goes into the world after a shir and after davening, then a Jew who just jumps into the world without those things. Your eyes are not the same because you don't have the sun on your side. The world is darker when you don't go armed with your daf. I will say every single morning from 5:45 to 6:45, we cause the sun to rise. The sun rises for us. It might be dark this time of year, the sun is actually rising. But sometimes we come to shir and it's dark outside. But even if the heavens are dark, the soul is luminescent. The individual burns brightly. We're not just finishing a mesechta. We're not just celebrating the completion of chulin. We're celebrating that we're changed people. We're celebrating that we've infused more light into our lives. And also I would think, you know, every time you make a siyum, there always has to be a kabbal, you have to do something more. So for those of you who are regulars, who are not yet regulars at the shir, I would suggest make a Kabbalah to be regular. Make a Kabbalah to be regular. And make a Kabbalah to be there on time. At the end of the day, if you're getting up already, let's be honest, extra 10 minutes of sleep doesn't move the needle in any direction. You're not going to say, oh, that 10 minutes of extra sleep, wow, I feel so invigorated. You're still going to be like a shmata by 7 o'clock at night. It doesn't make any difference. It really doesn't. You think it does, but it doesn't. So im kvar, az kvar. If you're doing it already, then do it right. If you're doing it already, then if you show up at 5:42 and you get your cup of coffee and you're in your makom by 5:45, you get a solid hour of learning. You get the Piagetzna, you get Meseches Bechoros, you get everything, Olam HaZen, Olam HaBa in 1 hour. So if I'm not yet regular in the shir, make a Kabbalah to be regular. If you're regular in the shir, make a Kabbalah to add on additional learning time at night. We'll say an hour a day is not enough Torah for anyone. For anyone. I don't care how busy you are, it's not enough Torah for anyone. A Jew has to have a morning Seder, and a Jew has to have a night seder. Even if that night seder is 10 minutes, even if the night seder is 5 minutes, it could be chazring the daf, They could be learning a little bit of Musar, Chazon Yehovah's Atalmidim, looking at the Parsha. We have to bookend our days with Torah and with Ruchnius. We have to begin with Torah. We have to end with Torah. We have to bring up the sun in the morning, and we have to make sure that the sun shines at night as well. If we're going to celebrate, and we're going to really take incredible nachas in our accomplishment, it's never enough just to celebrate what you've done. You have to take what you've done and use it as a foundation to build more. May we be zoche mirat Hashem to fill our lives with the torches of mitzvos. May we be zoche mirat Hashem to fill our lives with the beautiful luminescent sun of Torah. And may that sun light and illuminate our way. And when we get a little bit lost or we lose our way, I open up my Gemara, I open up my Sefer, I open up my Chovas HaTamidim. I learn a few lines. The sun comes out, and suddenly I'm able to see life for what it is, myself for who I am, and make properly informed decisions. Zohi kocha shel Torah. This is the koach of our beautiful Torah, the koach of our beautiful Shir. And I'll end off lastly by thanking all of you. It's a great zechus to be able to learn with all of you each and every morning. Really, like, to walk into shul and to see cars. And I used to be the first person to come to shul. Eschatani maskir. I am no longer the first person to come to shul. It's incredible. I come here. I try to get here. Usually about 5:40, I try to pull in. There's cars in the parking lot. Usually Baruch Fischl, Said, Maishtach, the Garden House, right? A couple of other chevra, right? Tour here before. Incredible. Incredible. And Mamish, like, I have to tell you, I take Musr. I'm a Kabbal the Musr. I'm going to be better. I'm going to try to come early. No, I can't come early in Baruch Fischl. I don't know what Baruch Fischl gets here. Right? But let's say that's what we've built. That's what we built. You come here 5:40, 5:35, 5:30 in the morning, the doors are open. The doors are open. We have to set the doors, you know, on a schedule because everything is alarmed and locked. And I believe the doors open at what time? 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not gonna be at five.
But that's the momentum that we're building. And I just want to point out, you know, we're having a scene here tonight. Today, this past day was Rabbi Gevantman's Yartzeit. Rabbi Gevantman was the first Rav of the shul. Well, see, in Rabbi Gevantman's time, I have a strong feeling that there was a struggle for a minyan. Because I know when I came, there was a struggle for a minyan for Mincha and Ma'ariv. And now, Baruch Hashem, the doors are open at 5 a.m. to learn Torah. Ashreinu. It's because of all of you. I come here, this is my job. I'm going to be honest. This is my job. I do this, Baruch Hashem. It's a great schus, but it's my job. This is my day job. It's my night job. All of you come, and you all have other jobs and other responsibilities and other places to be, but you choose to be here. And just know that when you show up on time, it gives me incredible chizuk. And it gives one another incredible chizuk. Because mamash, through the learning, we become like one family. One incredible mishpacha. A very, very diverse mishpacha. A very different kind of mishpacha. But a beautiful mishpacha nevertheless. We should be zoche mirat Hashem to raise that sun every day, to bring the light of Torah into our lives. And may we be zoche mirat Hashem to be mesayim many more mesechtos together. In January, be mesayim this Talmud Bavli together. And in mirat Hashem, go on to accomplish incredible and beautiful things in our avodas Hashem.
Amen. Kaya. Wow. I'm depleting all my arms. Between 5 and 5:45, it's about 12.